Welcome to the Consistent 5K Club. I'm Elise Coulson, your host. I'm a K-12 educator turned VA turned business coach. I've helped over 50 plus moms and women just like you create sustainable businesses as service providers. I'm here to give you quick, tangible tips and tricks to take your online service provider business from those 1 to 2K months to reaching those consistent 5K months without burnout or having to create digital products or even an agency. Through this podcast, I will be sharing with you the habits needed to create consistent 5K months. These habits will allow you to run a sustainable and successful business that supports your dream life and finally experience the freedom you've been craving ever since starting your online business. If you're ready, hop in those headphones and let's get to it. Welcome back to the Consistent 5K Club. I am so excited that you are here. And I hope you are excited too. My goodness. All right. So today's episode, we are diving into that dreaded networking. You know what I mean? So like, here's the deal. Networking is not necessarily our favorite thing to do. I get it. Like, you don't love talking to people you don't know. Feels really awkward to just like start up a freaking conversation. I get it. Part of the problem though is like how you're networking and the energy that you're bringing to your networking. And if we can shift those things up a little bit, then it kind of changes the whole game. And that's what I want to give you today, because I know for me, one of the biggest things that held me back in my business and why it took me so long to even get to the point where I was like seeing any momentum in my business had a lot to do with how I was networking and like the stories I was telling myself about networking. For a lot of us, social media land is like starting to become this place of obligation, not like a place that we like actually want to hang out. And I get it. Like, there's a lot of noise. A lot of times now, if you create a piece of content or like even post on your stories on Instagram or whatever, it's not getting the same amount of reach that it was before. And so that starts to kind of weigh on you. Or you're popping into Facebook groups like we were told to do at the very beginning parts of our business, trying to offer some sort of advice or connect with people or whatever. And like, it either just kind of feels like everybody's constantly promoting themselves or people aren't talking about the thing that you want to be talking about or can help people with. And so you really just like end up scrolling because it's like, I don't even know. And then we're considering that networking. And realistically, it's not. It's just not. Networking, at its essence, is you connecting with other people. At a baseline, you walk into a room full of other people, and like if we were talking like a party, if you walk into a party and you start talking to people and you find points of connection, technically that's networking. Now, when we talk about networking in terms of business stuff, like a lot of times the thing that we're trying to connect on or find relation in is like, we want people who are our ideal clients or ideal client adjacent to know who we are and know how we help people. And it can really start to weigh on you when you're not seeing the fruits of that labor. I get it. I totally get it. The fact that we are more than likely going to hear a lot more no than we are yes makes it really hard to continue to put yourself out there day after day after day after day. So I get it. Totally get it. And if you don't network and if you don't talk to people, then you are automatically telling yourself that you are accepting the no. So what do we do? What's the problem with networking? All of those things that I mentioned. A lot of it is the energy that we bring to networking. When we are in a situation of like, we need to land a new client, the first thing that we're told is that we need to go network. And like, that's not wrong. That is absolutely the advice that I give any of my coaching students. It's the energy you're bringing to the table. It's the fact that you're coming to your networking time that you've scheduled onto your calendar because you know you need to be networking. And you know, if you don't schedule it, like it's not happening. Hope is not a strategy. The energy you're bringing to the table is that of desperation. It is that of like, I need to land a client. And when that is the energy that you are bringing to the table, it comes off in the conversations that you're having. One of my favorite ways to connect with people and to network, especially these days with social media being so loud, and like, even if you create the most wonderful and amazing content that has ever existed, more than likely, it's not going to make as profound of an impact as it used to, especially in social media land, just because it's so noisy. There's so much stuff going on. So, how do you make a real impact? My favorite ways is to reach out to people through direct messages. And when I say this, everyone and their mom like freaks the F out. Because reaching out to people through direct messages is so salesy and slimy, and like, I just don't want to do it. And a lot of that comes from the fact that like, we have all been the victim of somebody reaching out to us through direct messages and like just jumping right to the sale. Not taking any time to vet us and make sure that we are the person that like could benefit from the thing that they're trying to offer to us, or even worse off, they really just come to the table and say like, "Hey, you should hire me to do this thing." It's like, bro, I don't even know you. You don't know me. You don't know anything about my business. My new favorite one is like, "Your content is so fire. I'd love to get more eyes on it." Cool. If the very next sentence that you have is a pitch to me about how you're going to increase the views on my stuff, like, we're not ready for that conversation yet, boo. I really can't pull off boo. That was no, never again. Anyway, those are not the kinds of messages that we're talking about. And in fact, I have a training that you can get from me called The Fastest Way to Landing. I think it's Landing Dream Clients. I don't know the full title. Something about landing clients and doing it quickly. The fastest way to do that. And I give you templates for the direct message conversations and like how to move somebody from like, we've never had a conversation before to, hey, do you want to hop on a discovery call? Because here's the thing. Networking is really about building relationships. And one of the biggest shifts that I had to make that made such a huge and profound impact on how I was networking and the energy that I was bringing to the table was I had to switch my mentality from like, I need to land a client to how can I serve my face off? How can I make sure that these people know that I am not just here for a paycheck? I want to make sure that they know and feel seen and heard and know that I like understand their pain point. And here's the deal, my friends. You're going to talk to people even through direct messages, and they are going to be cold and shut you down and like not want to continue conversations. That's okay. We bless and release those because they're not our people. They're not ready yet, or they're just not a good fit. But we do want to keep having conversations and serving our faces off to the people who are like, yeah, you're right. This is a problem that I have. when you come from a place of service, and like when people say that this is what they're talking about, they're talking about you starting a conversation or continuing a conversation or whatever, and saying, like, listen, I see you. I know that being a whoever they are is really hard. And this aspect of your business, the one that you help solve for them, is not helping anything. How can I help you? How can I help to take this part off your plate? I can tell you some solutions that have worked for others, for my clients. We can hop on a discovery call and we can like hash this out and like really walk through it. What happens when you do that is that the conversation is no longer about them hiring you, just like baseline. The conversation is now about solving a problem. It is no longer about you. It is now about the person on the other side of the phone or the computer and making sure that their business is running as smoothly as possible, that they're getting as much return on any investment that they've made, that they are not feeling burnt out. And if you can flip that mindset and you can enter the conversations with that idea in mind, one, the no's don't hurt so bad. It's not about you. They like clearly either just like don't actually want to solve the problem, and like you can't make somebody solve a problem they don't want to solve. Or two, they're scared to say yes. Or they're not your people. I mean, that is always an option too. One of the things that's in the like DM templates in from that training that I mentioned is this idea of like vetting your people. You want to make sure that as you're having a conversation with them, that you are vetting them. You are making sure that they actually are an ideal client. Because when you get on the discovery call with them, you should be a yes as much as they are a yes. This is about you too. Dream clients is a two-way street. So change that mindset. And if you're like, Elise, I really need help with putting together those templates so that things feel more systematic and I don't have to think about it so much, definitely check out that training, the landing, the fastest way to land dream clients. I do also have the Dream Client Trifecta Blueprint, which talks about the networking piece of it and the content creation piece of it and the follow-up piece of it, so that those three things are working together to bring you dream clients. You can do this. Networking doesn't have to feel hard and scary and whatever. It can result in clients, but you do have to be much more systematic about doing it. And you have to bring a mindset to the table that's like, I'm here to serve people. The best, fastest way that I have found to do that is by sending people direct messages and not like, hey, I have this thing, you should buy it, but like genuinely building connection and caring about people. If you do that, it will set you apart from the majority of the people online, because most of the people online are in a self-serving space. They are simply there to make money for themselves. Okay, go out there, get those clients, check out those different resources. I've linked them over in the show notes. And if you need anything else, let's be friends on Instagram. Like really, I'd love to connect with you. Let me know how you're feeling. Have a great day. My friend, Thank you so much for spending time with me today. It means the world to me. I would love for you to leave a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts and share this episode over on Instagram. Make sure you tag me at Elise_Coulson_. By sharing and reviewing the podcast, you are helping to spread the word so we can help as many service providers as possible avoid burnout and actually get to living the life they've been dreaming of. See you in the next episode.